Jesus is comparing the kingdom of heaven to a buried treasure or a pearl of great price. He tells us he wants to give us this free gift if only we are willing to put him first in our lives. If we are willing to choose his kingdom above all other worldly desires, we will find everlasting happiness. How do we know this? Jesus tells us this in today's gospel. The man who found the treasure in the field joyfully went off, sold everything he had, and purchased the field containing the buried treasure. Likewise, the merchant who found the perfect pearl, after searching far and wide, used all his resources to buy the pearl of great price without hesitation. Jesus wants us to focus on the value as well as the cost of achieving heaven. He uses financial terms in his parable because that is what the people of his day understood. Today it would be like finding our perfect job or a car with all the right bells and whistles and just the right color, or the home of our dreams. We are called to the same response in our spiritual lives. But if we think of it as a business deal, we have missed the whole point. What Jesus is telling us is that the kingdom of heaven is the most valuable thing we could ever find. That even if we lost everything here on earth, but gained eternal life, we should readily and happily make that choice. We must ask ourselves today, do I trust Jesus in today's gospel? Can I let go of my most valued possessions, my closest relationships, my favorite pastimes, in order to gain heaven? Are we really willing to give up everything to follow Jesus? Our jobs, our homes, our friends and families, even our very lives. Jesus and his disciples did just that. And so must we. We cannot even begin to estimate the value of having the all-powerful, all-loving God and King of the universe personally looking out for our individual happiness. But there will be struggles and trials along the way. Scripture tells us we must travel the narrow, rocky, less traveled road. But St. Paul reassures us in today's second reading from Romans that all things work out for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Evil does not have the last word in the life of a Christian. God has the last word for those who love him. St. Paul is certainly not denying that bad things can and do happen to those who love God. Rather, he is giving us reassurance that God will turn everything to our good in the end. As Christians, our true joy comes in the hope we have in the power of the cross. We hope to receive the gift of eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. This is the treasure. This is the pearl of great price. The creation of a pearl inside of an oyster can help to illustrate this point. A pearl is formed inside an oyster only when a foreign body, such as a grain of sand or a parasite, invades the oyster. Otherwise, no pearl can ever be formed. To protect itself from potential harm, the oyster secretes a substance called mother of pearl, that encapsulates the foreign body. Over time, more and more layers of mother-of-pearl are added as protection to the threat to the life of the oyster. Eventually, this potentially deadly invasion is transformed into one of the most beautiful and valued jewels on earth, a pearl. I'm sure we can all think of occasions where some difficulty or hardship over time turned out to be a precious pearl in our lives. The loss of a good job only to find the perfect job. And overcoming an illness or a strained relationship that made us stronger as a person in the end. The greatest example of God turning evil into our good is, of course, the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. Our Lord was tortured and crucified on the cross like a common criminal in order that we may be saved from our sins and given the gift of eternal life. Jesus and his kingdom is the true pearl of great price. As Christians, this is the source of our everlasting joy. This is what will make us happy for eternity. But what will it cost us? What we seek is not an opportunity to buy our salvation or buy our way into heaven. This is not a business deal. Our salvation has already been won, bought and paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. It is only through this relationship with Christ and his church that we can achieve eternal life. Each one of us has already found a friendship with Christ here on earth in one way or another. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Because of the way friendship works, we can lose that friendship, or we can make it grow and flourish. The choice is ours. In order to further our relationship with God, we must spend time with him in prayer and in reading his word on a daily basis. If we haven't already, begin with 5 to 10 minutes a day and gradually spending more and more time with him, just like we would with a friend, with making our goal that our whole life is a prayer to God. We must first invite Christ into our lives. He will not force his way into our lives against our will. We must ask the Holy Spirit to permeate and transform every area of our lives so that we might live more like Christ here on earth. Today's gospel is asking us to commit our entire lives to one singular goal. We should happily and without hesitation sell everything we have to obtain the kingdom of heaven, the treasure in the field, the pearl of great price. To become saints is our sole mission in this life. If we fail to become saints, then we have failed this life. Let us pray that as we join together with the entire kingdom of heaven here present at this holy mass, we might be filled with the Holy Spirit and given the grace to live our lives 100% for Christ. Through the reception of the Eucharist today, let us pray that we might be strengthened once again to go out and share with the world this pearl of great price that lives inside each and every one of us through our baptism. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.